New from Nippy's, double shot iced coffee. It's double espresso, double strong. Now available in stores.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars. Triple M's The Bump.
Roo, Jars and Dits, let's get straight into the biggest story of the week, something that none of us saw coming. Damien Hardwick, his press conference earlier today.
The club means so much to me, and I want to make sure that I leave the game loving the game, not resenting the game, but also I want to make sure that I leave this place just with the best feelings. You know, it's a celebration of what we've been able to achieve. You know, they've given me so much, and I just felt like I couldn't give them any more. And, you know, as you said, I've seen firsthand what it can do when relationships sour with regard to, you know, coaching careers ending, and I just didn't want that to be the case. These people in this club are too special for me to be that, and I want to walk away with the very best of memories, which I will.
So he's not going to coach this week against Port Adelaide. Look at Richmond, though, now. Peggy O'Neill's finished up as president.
Yep.
Brendan Gale, very, targeted. Very strong male that he'll be going to the AFL at the end of the year. Neil Baum is getting on in age.
Yep.
Damien Hardwick's gone. Trent Cotchin will retire at the end of the year. You'd think Jack Revolt would retire at the end of the year. Dusty Martin is getting on. It's a massive, massive change at the top to have all those people other than Dusty Martin going within a couple of years is a seriously big change in your leadership.
Absolutely.
At a giant of the biggest club in the AFL, I think, at the moment, isn't it? That or Collingwood.
And they're their pillars that have stayed strong for 10 to 14 years. You've lost all those pillars within 2 years of football. He's obviously seen the writing on the wall.
Do you think is it the writing on the wall, or is he just cooked?
Well, like Brendan Gale said, he's frustrated. You can see the frustration as a senior
from
coach.
From tiredness or because the club can't do what it was doing?
It'd be everything, Roo. It'd be everything. And is he up for another fight in terms of another little rebuild? You know, he's going to lose Revolt. He's going to lose Dusty. He's going to lose Cotchin. He's going to lose some really important people in his life that have helped him get that silverware.
Mm.
And then you've got to go, oh, God, I've been, you know, here we go again. And then, and the way that they're scrutinised to the inch of their life 7 days a week, you don't mentally switch off 7 days a week. His assistant coaches don't switch. So, as you know, it's so demanding now. It concerns me that we're losing some quality coaches in the system.
But it's okay to be burnt out after 14 years, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
don't get me wrong. He's had a great journey, like he said. It's a wonderful journey, and he's developed some wonderful relationships. And he's left the club in a great position for another young coach to come in.
Whether you're a CEO of a business or you run a coffee shop on the corner flat out and you work 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, or whether you're a prime minister or you're coaching country footy, you get cooked, you get burnt out. You need a spell.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's probably not. Look, he's been a super coach. I think the way he changed the way small forwards, the value of small forwards from 2017
correct.
Onwards till now, he changed the game, like his mentor Alistair Clarkson changed the game before that. So
he got people back watching entertaining football.
They were huge. They were unbelievable.
Well, Collingwood are doing that now.
Collingwood are doing it.
Yeah, what he was
and
doing.
And McRae coached underneath.
Yes,
there.
Correct.
He coached their VFL side.
Yep.
All right. Good on you, boys. Let's move on to the local stuff. Hey, Roo, we had Tex Walker on the number one breakfast show in Adelaide, and we asked him all about missing last week, and I used the word rest. He said, no, managed. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
This side of my career, it's all about quality and not quantity. So, and you see it all around the competition now. That once you get over the age of 30, 32, you do start to see blokes get managed more so. I'd love to play every single game I can, but deep down, I know I can't.
Hmm.
It's getting harder and harder.
What do you think, Jars, about him missing last week?
Yeah, I understand they've got to manage their elder players, the senior players, but Western Bulldogs was an important game. And I think you've got to play your best players against the best sides. And I would have just rested him probably this week coming up or the week after.
Well, Brisbane this week.
Well, you don't rest him against Brisbane, but maybe in Darwin. Mm. Rest him for Darwin. That's probably what I would have done.
What, if you go up there and lose to Gold Coast, what would you say then?
No, but you still need to play your best players. And I understand they've got to rest him.
So when can you rest him then?
Well, it's a good question, Roo, but for some reason,
not against the quality side.
I just think the Bulldogs one was when he had to play.
I think he should have played.
And Yeah, but maybe it is the Gold
Coast.
When would
he have rested?
Well, probably the Gold Coast game, yeah.
And then people would have said they're taking him lightly.
No, not at all, because you do announce what he just said. I have to be managed. And I reckon if you ask for a vote on it, people would say, yep, let him miss Gold Coast, don't let him miss Bulldogs. Mm. But in the, as it turned out, you got thrashed against the Bulldogs. Would he have made a difference? We don't know. But going, all right, so do you disagree with that?
Gold Coast versus, I'm just saying, did that affect, make Rory Sloane have 7 touches till three-quarter time, or Jake Salego have 6 touches till three-quarter time?
Of course not.
Leddy plays worst game for the year, or Bulldogs outnumbering around the ball, or...
But he's your most informed forward in the side. He's the barometer of your side. So I would have, not against the quality sides, the Western Bulldogs and Brisbane. Maybe Gold Coast, absolutely. Because you want to win games of footy if you want to have a crack at the top eight. Whoops. That slipped. So I understand you've got to rest them because Geelong did it really well with some of their senior players last year. But not against the Western Bulldogs or... And obviously, so he'll be back this week.
He was going to rest in the gather round, and they didn't because it was a big game against Carlton. Mm. And then they had a 10-day break afterwards, so didn't need a rest. Mm. And then all of a sudden, you're into that block of big games against all the tough sides. So
but
they
you've
got to
play your best players
so
against
those top sides.
So they kept
playing him. Yeah. And he got beaten. He got radically got best on ground on him against in Geelong. Mm. And a couple of the games before, he wasn't at his best. That St Kilda game was a massive game. He played because he kicked 5.
Yep.
At some stage, you've got to give it a rest.
No, that's
and
fair.
You have to back in your high-performance guru and Darren Burgess and your coach that at some stage they're going to make a decision. If it's right or wrong, everyone's going to argue about it. That's what they've done. It's too late now.
Yep.
Now he's going to bounce back this week.
Was it just a blip on the radar, Roo? 73 turnovers, high number. Did they just have a shocker and you forget about it? Not say forget about it, but you know what I mean. It was just a bad one.
You certainly review it and go over it. I watched it and I was contemplating not watching the second half. It was that bad. No, I'm deadly serious. It's the first time I've ever seen the Crows not respond at quarter time after a bad start or not fire a shot throughout a game. In my experience with football, if I see it across the board, like Rory Sloane down to Jake Salego and everyone play poor, even Rory Laird, probably one of his worst games, even though he had plenty of the football, I think that's a team issue, like a flat spot that they've gone into. If there was a half a dozen guys down or that, if they could respond at quarter time, then you know it was mental preparation in the first quarter. The fact that they didn't, I think it's a team thing. And if that's right, then they'll respond quickly this week. That's my thoughts.
Mm. Oh, the Western Bulldogs played super footy.
Yeah, and they did play great footy.
They were switched on and, they were on a mission. But, yeah, look. Good learnings from it, but you don't want to see it again. You don't want to see it against the Brisbane Lions.
But they've been good. They've been very good
for a while.
Well, they
as a young group.
They haven't played a bad game this year.
No.
Then there's quarters where they want to, but this week you want to see a response, absolutely.
Hmm. Brisbane, can they beat Brisbane?
Absolutely. You know, Brisbane's away record's not that flash,
no,
is
it's
it?
Not.
It's not that flash at all.
They're good at home.
And
they're in good form.
It's on the road. Yeah, they do struggle, don't they?
And they're in good form at the moment. It'll be a good game, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. It sort of got that vibe again after a poor performance on the weekend, a bit like leading into St Kilda where it's a must-win game again.
Mm.
It's tightening up in that middle part of the ladder. There's quite a few sides hanging around the edge of it now that Freo have improved and Gold Coast getting, but Essendon had another good win. Carlton are hanging around there. Geelong are in that part of the table as well. So they do need to start winning these games.
It's a must win for the Crows if they want to play in the eight.
Yep.
Must win. South Australian's very own Nippies has just released a new product. Are you ready, family? Drum roll. Yes, Nippy's Double Shot Iced Coffee, Roo.
It's brand new and it's in stores right now. Double espresso, double strong. It's made from real milk. And better still, it's made right here in SA. How good's that?
Oh, yeah.
Nippy's Double Shot Iced Coffee. It's in stores now. Do yourself a favour and pick one up today.
Nice.
All right. Time to talk Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Port Adelaide.
Now, before we get to the incredible win the other night, I want to address the elephant in the room, call it that. I know it's an old cliche. The coaching roundabout, I believe, now involves Ken Hinckley.
Wow. Ooh,
absolutely.
Here we go.
So a day ago, we thought everyone, I said day ago, by the way.
That's okay.
I believe there will be a big, big shuffle in the coaching ranks. Well, we know there has to be now because of Damien Hardwick.
Absolutely.
I think Michael
Voss.
Is this
your gut feel or do you know something?
No, I know nothing. But it'll happen. Adam Simpson cannot stay at West Coast.
He's got two more years of the deal.
There's going to be some change.
Yeah, you cannot lose by 120 points to Hawthorn.
Yeah.
You just can't.
They've won three out of their last 36 and that last year was the first year they went to the draft. They've got 3 years of pain.
Right. The last 2 years of injuries, nothing's improved.
Right. So I think Stuart Dew, who I love and adore, has probably had his time. He's had enough of a go up there.
Dew, Simpson.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't believe Michael Voss is safe, and I hate saying that because I like Michael Voss. And do you know why I'm saying that? How much are you hearing out of Carlton from the hierarchy? And Roo keeps saying, the billionaire should keep out of it. Yeah, and I agree with him, but they won't keep out of it because they don't.
Mm. Well, if they keep going like they are for the second half of the year, they probably will make a move.
But you got Voss?
Yeah.
Now,
Alistair Clarkson is no certainty. He's no certainty.
I don't think he'll
come
back. I don't think he'll come back
at all.
He's too fried.
No, he's gone, mate. He's had enough.
I reckon he's coming back.
Well, all right.
And I throw Ken Hinckley into the mix.
Yep.
So that's five senior coaches.
So right now, Port Adelaide are playing the best they've played in a long, long time. Mm. And you would have to say that Ken's the best man to coach them right now.
Of course he is.
But then there's the school of thought, Bart, been there 11 years, three prelims, you've got to win premierships. Why is it garbage?
Carlton.
He's coaching the best he can. If he's outdated and the message is not getting him through, they're not winning seven in a row. Are they?
No, that's a good point. Based on what we've seen in the last few weeks, he should continue to coach. I'm thinking, though, that this coaching merry-go-round, there's going to be offers coming thick and fast. If Port say, we'll give you another year, or we might give you two
years. He won't take another year.
Gold Coast say, here's five.
I know where he's
North Melbourne say, here's five, and they will.
Richmond
or Carlton. Depends if he likes a big club. Well, actually, doesn't matter, does it? If he likes a big club or a development club like Gold Coast, he's going to have options because he's one of few experienced coaches that could be up for grabs. Because last year it sucked up Ross Lyon, Alistair Clarkson, and Brad Scott, didn't it? And they were three great coaches on the sidelines, just waiting for the right gig. So I'm not sure if there's a large number of quality assistant coaches on the side.
There's not many around.
All right. Koshy was asked about this on Sunrise.
Because there's not a lot of experienced candidates in the market, Koshy. Obviously, Port Adelaide has got Ken Hinckley. You guys are flying, don't get me wrong.
No.
But I guess one of the questions, say, Koshy, will be whether you'll bring forward that decision. I know you want to wait until August on his contract because obviously you guys are flying and clearly Richmond would be, duty-bound to sound out Ken, who's probably, apart from Chris Scott, the most semi-available experienced coach.
Okay, don't forget this decision to delay talks about extending Ken's contract was made before the start of the season between Ken and I. He agreed to it because we wanted no distractions this year for our group, our football group, achieving the most success that they possibly can. And after 10 rounds, I'm pretty happy with the way that strategy is going.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Koshy. I mean, you guys are flying, but I guess the question now is whether you'd bring forward those talks in light of the fact that Richmond might show obvious interest.
Okay. All right. As I say, Ken and I both agreed before the season started, so we stick to the plan.
So he's not bringing it forward.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's staying firm, isn't he?
As a supporter of the football club, it's where do you stand on this?
Leave it as it is. I agree with Koshy at the moment.
I think Kenny now he's in the box seat. He can call whatever he wants to call.
His stocks have
risen.
I don't
think he'll be at Port next year after all this, with this decision by Hardwick, by Clarkson. We know Dew and Simpson are on thin ice. I reckon Kinney's going to go, you know what?
Look,
I can't get any more out of this group.
Can I ask Jazz, if you're Ken Hinckley now... Mm. And I'm being serious. Be serious because we're talking about Ken Hinckley. Yeah. And you get offers from Carlton and Gold Coast, say, and both of them are more than 3 years, and both of them are equal or more money.
Mm. I'm going.
And Koshy's saying we made an agreement. We will talk at the end of the year.
Yeah. No, I'm done. My work's done here at Port Adelaide.
Yep. Because you're not getting shown the love.
No, not at all. Because I can't get any more out of the group. I think Kenny's got everything.
They're playing the best footy
they
ever have.
Yeah, but I want to be realistic here, right? I've said 3 or 4 weeks in a row, I'm still not convinced. Mm. And that's not being nasty or negative. I don't think we've played well. The other night we did. Finally against Melbourne, I thought, wow, that's, they're the young talent really came to the fore. But tell me this, Roo, sign him now, and these are what ifs, and again, I don't want to be negative, I'm being realistic. In September, Geelong play them over there, Melbourne play them over there, play Brisbane in Brisbane. We're fourth in that argument at the moment. We could lose to the Crows in the showdown. You know what I mean? Like, we are. Am I convinced yet? Not playing those teams over there, no. And that's the absolute honest truth. So sign him now, and then we lose to all those.
I'm not saying now. I'm saying between now and the end of the year.
That's my
take on it. They're the dilemmas at the club. They're the decision makers have got to make those decisions coming forward. Yeah. Because if you believe Brendan Favola this morning on his radio show, he said Carlton have already spoken to Hardwick. Oh, look, I don't believe that would be true. No. But they, you know, in the second half of the year, all these clubs, West Coast. There is a lot going to happen in the landscape, isn't there?
Yeah.
But Kenny just might be loyal. He might just love his players. Well, look, he looks like he loves his players, and looks like the players love him.
Definitely. No doubt about
that. And you know what? You can't buy that.
No.
And who says the next bloke that's going to come? Who says Damien? Like, Clarkson wasn't getting much out of North Melbourne. So what is a burnt out Hardwick going to be a better coach than Ken Hinckley?
About Ken Hinckley, yeah. Probably not.
Well, watch this space.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the effort against Melbourne. It was a great game of footy. Wet conditions, and Butters and Rosie and these boys just handled it like it was, it was ridiculous.
Extraordinary performance. And I keep saying, this Finlayson, mate, he's a very good footballer. I don't know why they let him go.
He proved me wrong. I didn't think he was going to deliver that
much. He's a Mr. Fix-It. He has the ability to score goals just like that.
And he's been inaccurate for a few weeks. He's normally dead-eyed.
But he's giving himself opportunities to hit the scoreboard.
Yeah,
and then he does his work around the ground. He's got
He was dragging May out of the con. Like, May didn't do any intercepting at all. He was sort of almost like a dummy forward to get him out of the way. But then he somehow got a bit of the ball.
Yeah. And then your boys targeted Maxi.
Yep.
Big Maxi Gorn.
Apparently that was preconceived, yep.
And brave. If you target a captain like that and get it wrong, you have all and sundry going at the football club. But when you choose to do that, it shows some balls.
And where was his teammates? Where was Maxie's teammates coming in to show some spirit?
There was none of that.
Good strategy. Don't mind it.
Yep.
Don't mind it.
It was a brave, big-time performance by Port because they had no Charlie Dixon and Marshall. Their forward line looked limited, but they had no key blokes to kick to. Ollie Lord looks like he's developing nicely.
He played well.
And Finlayson did his bit, but the young fellas were enormous.
Yeah. Hey, just before we go, how does Tom Jones get a free kick for holding the ball, wraps a bloke up in a tackle?
Yeah.
So the umpire said, great tackle, lad. Good on you. Here's a free kick. And then he gets rubbed out for a game.
Because there's such a thing these days as a great tackle that's dangerous.
Wow. Isn't that's rubbish. You've got to be joking.
That's gone next.
However, the club didn't fight it.
And why didn't they?
Because you just can't win, can you?
They must have thought they're not going to get him off or happy to give him a rest. Managed him.
He's one week in, one week out, our TJ, isn't he?
So will you get it fresh. Right when you interview him next and say that you had a week off?
I actually forgot. Now, we all make mistakes on radio. I apologise to the Bump family out there, but I obviously didn't watch much of the game and didn't see him out there get a kick. He was quite flat.
All right, you've been listening to the Bump. Have a great week of footy.
Come on.
Double the shot, double the strength. Nippy's brand new double shot iced coffee is in stores now.
Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars. Triple M's The Bump.